This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 23rd. God's word to you today is passing through. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, from the New King James Version, and it says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. If I live in the light of eternity, firstly, it will show in my love for God, and secondly, it will show in how I view the world. The problem with us is that we treat this world like our home. We give the world a position it was never meant to have, hence the confusion and misery of a lot of people. You may mouth that heaven is your home, but your actions tell us that you view earth as your home, hence the confusion. When you relate with someone that has eternity in view, it is evident. Only when we see and have the right view of our heavenly home would we have the right view of our earthly visit. As children of God, we are actually on visitation here on earth. When you visit, you do not build a tent where you visit. Imagine a visitor shows up in your house in the morning and you invite him to join you for breakfast. By noon, the same visitor shows up and asks, 'Is lunch ready?' You probably would wonder about his visitation, right? Then by 2 o'clock, he demands for a snack. He is seated comfortably in your living room. In fact, he takes over the remote control. Shortly after, he sleeps off in the living room. By this time, you and your spouse are convinced something is wrong. He wakes up at 6 o'clock and demands for his dinner. If you were previously wondering when he would leave, by now, you would have switched to telling him he needs to go. I'm sure you can tell where I'm going with this. We find it strange when a visitor wants to dwell, but we do not consider that as visitors on earth, we have decided to dwell. David says, 'I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.' We find it strange when a visitor wants to spread his tent, yet we want to grab onto things. Even when we are getting signals that earth is not our home, a lot of people do not pay attention. Everything in you, like that couple, has started telling you it is time to go, but you do not get it. Your body is like a clock that is winding down. When you find that you are no longer able to do things that used to come naturally to you, your body is giving you signals. You used to be very flexible on the dance floor, but now you can hear your bones complaining with every single move. Your body is saying you're a visitor. Sadly, most times, we do not pay attention because we are too distracted, and eventually the body packs up. We are only visiting. Visitors do not dwell." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, please give me a hunger and vision for my eternal dwelling. Help me never lose sight of my seat before the throne of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.